这是普通高等学校招生全国统一考试英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间将你的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting.I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day, except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages.You know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information.If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节。听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9.15便是，所以你选择 B 项并将其画在试卷上。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
What do you think we need to buy for our new kitchen?
We've got a fridge and a dinner table already. We need some chairs. I'd like to stay 2 nights, please.
Do you want full board or half board?
What's the difference?
Full board includes all meals, and half board includes just breakfast and dinner.
Shouldn't we invite Kathy to the party tonight?
Invite Kathy? She is the one who's planning the whole thing.
Did you say you were driving to town this morning?
Yes, I have to draw some money from the bank to pay my bookstore bills.
What are you working on so hard?
An article for the newspaper. If I'm late, it won't get printed until next week.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Excuse me, I think you're in my seat.
Sorry, but it says 7A on my boarding card.
Oh, right. I asked for a window seat, you see.
Yeah, so did I. What's your seat number?
Let's see. Oh, it's 8A.
So I guess you're in the seat behind me.
Oh, yes. Sorry about that. Excuse me, I think you're in my seat.
Sorry, but it says 7A on my boarding card.
Oh, right. I asked for a window seat, you see.
Yeah, so did I. What's your seat number?
Let's see. Oh, it's 8A.
So I guess you're in the seat behind me.
Oh, yes. Sorry about that.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Can I help you?
Yes. How much are these T-shirts?
They're $12.50 each.
I like the green one, but it isn't big enough. Have you got a larger size?
Just a minute. No, I'm sorry, we haven't. What about the black one?
No, it's too dark. I prefer something lighter, yellow or pink.
How about the pink one?
Yes, that's nice. I'll take it.
That's $12.50 then, please.
Here you are.
Can I help you?
Yes. How much are these T-shirts?
They're $12.50 each.
I like the green one, but it isn't big enough. Have you got a larger size?
Just a minute. No, I'm sorry, we haven't. What about the black one?
No, it's too dark. I prefer something lighter, yellow or pink.
How about the pink one?
Yes, that's nice. I'll take it.
That's $12.50 then, please.
Here you are.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
So, how long have you been living in London?
A couple of years. How long have you been working here?
Only a few months. I moved down here for the job. There was no work for me where I came from.
Where did you come from then?
I came from a small village called Arnside near Lancaster a year ago. There was nothing to do there, so I moved to London.
Do you enjoy working here in this restaurant?
Very much so. So, how long have you been living in London?
A couple of years. How long have you been working here?
Only a few months. I moved down here for the job. There was no work for me where I came from.
Where did you come from then?
I came from a small village called Arnside near Lancaster a year ago. There was nothing to do there, so I moved to London.
Do you enjoy working here in this restaurant?
Very much so.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
I'm sure you've noticed a lot of things that are different about our school.
Oh, yes. In the United States, we don't have to carry a big school bag with us like you do.
Why is that?
We have a locker of our own, which is a small box with a lock. We keep textbooks and our personal things in it. I just bring a day pack to school.
A day pack?
Yes. It's a small bag that you carry on your back.
What do you carry in it?
My notebooks or a few books for homework.
That's convenient. Is there anything else you've noticed about our school?
Yes, I am surprised that everyone is so silent in class.
What do you mean?
Well, we usually ask questions about exams, homework, or textbooks on the first day of the school year. The teacher likes such questions.
So you felt it different?
Yes, I expected to see a lot of discussions in class because we learned that way in the United States.
I see. That'll be a good topic for our school newspaper for the first month of the term. Nice talking with you. See you around. Bye.
Bye.
I'm sure you've noticed a lot of things that are different about our school.
Oh, yes. In the United States, we don't have to carry a big school bag with us like you do.
Why is that?
We have a locker of our own, which is a small box with a lock. We keep textbooks and our personal things in it. I just bring a day pack to school.
A day pack?
Yes. It's a small bag that you carry on your back.
What do you carry in it?
My notebooks or a few books for homework.
That's convenient. Is there anything else you've noticed about our school?
Yes, I am surprised that everyone is so silent in class.
What do you mean?
Well, we usually ask questions about exams, homework, or textbooks on the first day of the school year. The teacher likes such questions.
So you felt it different?
Yes, I expected to see a lot of discussions in class because we learned that way in the United States.
I see. That'll be a good topic for our school newspaper for the first month of the term. Nice talking with you. See you around. Bye.
Bye.
听下面一段对话，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Good morning, everybody. Today, for our writing class, we are glad to have Mr. Henry Stone with us, a well-known writer in this country. He's going to share with us his writing experiences. Now, Henry, please tell us how you find so many interesting things for your stories.
Okay. I watch people a lot. I do that when I travel. I've been to many countries, such as Britain, Italy, and Sweden. So I spend a lot of time at airports. While waiting for my flights, I watch people passing by and start my imagination. For example, the other day when I was waiting for my flight to Greece, I saw a couple. They were buying magazines at that moment. They were not wearing business clothes, but the man was carrying a suitcase. Every few seconds, the woman looked around. I wondered if someone was following them. Perhaps they were running away and... You know, this reminded me of a story in the newspaper that day. A bank clerk stole £1 million a week before and disappeared with his wife. There was a picture of them in the paper. The couple really looked like the thieves. Maybe I should stop them. Just then, I saw them say goodbye to each other, and the woman walked away. Well, sometimes I make mistakes like that, but I find things like that very useful for my writing.
Good morning, everybody. Today, for our writing class, we are glad to have Mr. Henry Stone with us, a well-known writer in this country. He's going to share with us his writing experiences. Now, Henry, please tell us how you find so many interesting things for your stories.
Okay. I watch people a lot. I do that when I travel. I've been to many countries, such as Britain, Italy, and Sweden. So I spend a lot of time at airports. While waiting for my flights, I watch people passing by and start my imagination. For example, the other day when I was waiting for my flight to Greece, I saw a couple. They were buying magazines at that moment. They were not wearing business clothes, but the man was carrying a suitcase. Every few seconds, the woman looked around. I wondered if someone was following them. Perhaps they were running away and... You know, this reminded me of a story in the newspaper that day. A bank clerk stole £1 million a week before and disappeared with his wife. There was a picture of them in the paper. The couple really looked like the thieves. Maybe I should stop them. Just then, I saw them say goodbye to each other, and the woman walked away. Well, sometimes I make mistakes like that, but I find things like that very useful for my writing.
经历部分到此结束。